At the beginning of the COVID pandemic in March, Bloomsday director John Neal and his board of directors postponed the race, which is usually held the first Sunday in May, until September 20th. By then, they hoped the virus would have been tamed enough so people could congregate in groups again.
Through June, we continued to brainstorm, sketch, and work through all the scenarios that were needed to put on the race.
Those scenarios included a variety of logistical gymnastics.
Hoop fest type start grid that would have involved a multiple street start, along with the possibility of keeping kind of a, I'll use the term, an open spigot for a start queue, along with a timed and prescripted arrival time for folks participating on that Sunday.
A few weeks ago, Bloomsday announced people would have the option of running the race on their own rather than with 40,000 of their best friends sometime between September 18th and 20th. And now with the official in-person cancellation, that's the only option, one Neal says people are embracing.
We got a great feedback from that of, great, we can do it in New Zealand. We can do it in England. I can't wait to do my 12K in Central Park in New York City.
And it's all on the honor system.
Some questions have come up. You know, can I do it? One part of it on Saturday and another part on Sunday? Sure. So certainly there's some flexibility that's built into all that. But our hope is that people will honor and understand that to be deserving of the famed finisher shirt, it's important that you click off the 12K.
Which you will do online after you complete your run. Some will say that won't be the same, and they're right, but Neal prefers the glass half full approach.
I always hear, and of course I fall in that same category, what I would have loved to do the Bloomsday 12K in 1977. And all the time I hear, oh, I missed it or I wasn't able to do it. That was the first. Well, this is the very first virtual Bloomsday. And here is your chance to be a part of history. And I would tell folks not to miss out.
Registration for virtual Bloomsday is open until August 26th. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.